This is Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. At the National Religious Broadcasters Convention in Dallas, Texas, Fellowship Board Chairman Bishop Paul Lanier spoke with Fellowship Board Member Michelle Bachman, Dean of the Robertson School of Government at Regent University, about a kibbutz in southern Israel she visited as a teenager, and that Hamas later attacked on October 7th, 2023.
Well, I gotta tell you, today I am especially honored to welcome one of Israel's, one of the Fellowship's, longest standing friends and supporters. I'm referring to Michelle Bachman. Welcome.
Well, Bishop, thank you. It's a thrill for me to be able to be here, especially with the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. It's an organization that is trustworthy and that I am honored to be a part of.
I think a lot of people know your story, but there's a lot of people who don't, who really need to know your story. Define for us, what is a kibbutz?
A kibbutz is a collective that was used when Israel first began. It was people coming together. If you think of in the American West, the wagon trains would circle the wagons for safety. That's really what the kibbutz was when Israel first began, the modern Jewish state in 1948. They circled the wagons in Israel in a kibbutz where people came together to live and work and try to establish a local community.
Which kibbutz were you a part of back in your teen years?
Well, I was lucky enough when I was a young teenage girl to go right after the Yom Kippur War, and I went to Kibbutz Be'eri, site of the worst slaughter of October 7th, 2023.
As we celebrate the special mothers in our lives this month, learn about the godly women of the Bible by visiting holylandradio.org.